Hundreds of citrus growers attending last week's Mid-Florida Citrus Foundation Field Day at Conserve 2 near Winter Garden saw demonstration plots where a variety of foliar nutrition products were used on both healthy trees and HLB-infected trees. Citrus grower Peter McClure, the longtime chairman of the Florida Citrus Production Research Advisory Council, which preceded the current Citrus Research and Development Foundation, was among those viewing the nutritional plots and a variety of other citrus presentations. In this interview, McClure shares his thoughts about the foliar nutritional program demonstrations that he saw at the field day.
Did all of these nutritionals do some good from what you saw?
Well, yeah. Looking at the trees, it seems that they're all working. And looking at the numbers that they have on their data here, it certainly seems like they're all working. So I think it's not as important as to which brand name or variety you put out, but that you are on a program. So from a grower's perspective, it's like if you find the ones that work and all these do, you just go for the cheapest price per acre and you're good to go. And again, I think they all work, and a lot of this gets down to grower preference.
It sounds like almost everybody's going to foliar nutritionals now. Is that correct?
Yeah, the big news to me is that it is improving productivity on healthy trees, not just keeping greening trees alive. So I think you can increase your yields on your healthy trees, and it's having a positive impact.
Stay tuned to this station and to www.southeastagnet.com for regular updates on the foliar nutritional programs that have become so important in the fight against HLB or citrus greening disease. I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.